and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. This week, I've got James and Alice. Hi.
Here again.
As always. Present. Thank God you haven't bailed on me. And we also have a very special guest this week. We have Dr. Tamal off of Bake Off.
Yay!
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
Our first great. Doctor, I believe.
I know. Well, we thought we had to get a doctor on at some point, and the only doctor that we know is Tamal.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
So,
apart from our own GPs, and that's a weird conversation to have. I've come about this mole, and also we do this podcast.
Can you grab a service?
It's fine. I won't judge you.
Oh, yeah. I bet it would cost private, cost a fortune.
£300 an hour. So if we could just sell later.
Yeah, sure.
You came to see our live show.
Yeah.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it. It was amazing.
You made an amazing cake.
I know, I was quite proud of that. My friends were stressing out because I hadn't done any of the icing until that morning. They were like, come on, you need to get on it. Take this seriously. Dad wrote a porno. It's yeah, like a bake-off.
This is not
rubbish.
Some bloody BBC One, you know, primetime thing.
It's certainly not, Alice.
It's certainly not. You'd suggested that it was kind of a joke when you tweeted and said you could make a cake, and then James was like, yep, I'm just sending you the measurements.
James,
three eggs, 400 grams of flour.
Yeah, basically. I just thought it was just a throwaway tweet. I was like, oh, right, I'm locked in now. Okay, me seeing this show is definitely contingent on me paying with cake. It's fine.
Definitely come to the show. And about the cake again, can I just have the Panto number for the shade of icing? Thanks. It is an epic cake.
Oh, my God. It was so nice.
X-rated, would you say? It's pretty graphic.
But well, I don't know. I was covering all the unmentionables.
Yeah, the modesty is very much concealed.
Because I want it to be, you know, classy, because this is a classy affair.
Of course.
It was kind of like American Beauty meets Belinda Blink. So she's there on a bed of red pomegranates with her legs.
Very slayed. Very slayed.
She's flexible. She used to do yoga.
Very long pins.
I was actually like really careful about it. It's like, would this be proportional? Measuring out the legs and the arms, because people take this really seriously.
They absolutely. That's why you're here, because yeah. you're the voice of reason.
And it was pomegranate and passion fruit.
It was, yeah.
It's delicious.
It was so nice, and my dad is so impressed. I showed it to him.
That's
today.
The greatest praise. He should be a new judge on Bake Off.
Oh my god, could you imagine?
They need
He'd
new judges.
Be a great
I feel like
new
he'd
blood.
Be quite a kind yeah. judge, though. I feel like he'd be like, fantastic. And then they bring the letters and he'd be like, fantastic.
What pan did you use in this?
Well, he can replace Mary Berry. There you go.
We should definitely make the call. It's worth making the call.
Oh, my God.
I think he was born for it.
I really do. So imagine with just like a tea towel over his head.
And
no one's seeing
filling
him.
His pockets with cake. Like, I imagine he'd just take loads for later.
They could. They don't need the tent anymore. They could do it in his pavilion.
Oh, my God.
It
saves some money.
Yeah, you should definitely do it. Well, writing erotic literature is part of the Bake Off application process.
So. And it's where a lot of people fall down.
Yeah.
Maybe the signature bake takes as long as it takes Rocky to write a book or something. He's like, finish Belinda Blink Tate. Stop.
You've got 69 minutes to make this.
But yeah, the cake is on Instagram now if people want to see the cake. It was pretty spectacular.
And also, you were in the audience of our first ever live show.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought you guys did amazingly.
You were on the opposite side to the two women with the pints of wine, which I was kind of glad about, because they were very involved.
I feel like you should tell people from the future, bring your own, because I was like, I had all these massive bags with me just full of icing in case the cake got damaged on the way down from Manchester. It's like,
But you think, you know, BYO for the drinking game.
Yeah,
people were running
definitely.
Dry by 3-4 minutes in, do you think? Yeah.
I think it would like definitely add to the experience if people like vomiting in the aisle too much. Like, it's what Belinda would want.
Dr. Tamal endorses binge drinking. Love
oh,
it.
God.
Oh, God.
You're going to be struck off.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you actually probably will be struck off after the next conversation that we have, because we kind of need some help. Like, we are wading through Rocky's unusual anatomy references.
Okay.
Have any particularly jumped out to you as being medically unsound?
I mean, the description of whatever he's trying to describe as lids.
That
stuck with me.
Yeah, so what do we actually call lids? What's the, like, the medical
I think he's
term?
Going for the labia. I think labia, that's yes. what he's trying to describe,
sure.
yeah.
Okay. I actually didn't know that that's what he was going for.
What do you think he was going for?
Well, I think he thinks there's like a double doorway, like saloon door style double doorway.
Like automatic doors?
Yeah, and then within, everything's jumbled and like, depending on gravity or like where the way you're lying or whatever, everything just kind of hangs at different points at different times of the day
like
and stuff.
Sloshes around.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I think he thinks it's a bit like a minestrone soup in there.
Oh man.
Everything orbits the cervix.
Yeah. I don't think he thinks anything has a fixed position. So.
It's 12 o'clock. The ovaries run ahead.
And you're in maternity at the moment, so you're seeing a lot of vag right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, seeing...
bag loads of vag.
Oh, God. Yeah, so much. We don't really describe it as that on the unit. And in beds 1 to 12, a bag load of vag. No, just loads of babies and women's bits as well.
Oh,
you know.
Good, okay. Yeah.
It's quite the range.
Yeah, quite the sort.
What's some of the stuff you've seen? I mean, you must see some stuff in maternity.
I've seen lots of very cute babies.
Yes.
And then I've seen where they've come from. And sometimes it all goes according to plan, and sometimes it's a little bit of a mess down there afterwards.
Oh, don't say
that. Get them sorted out. So I was cracking out this chat at dinner last night, and my friends were just wincing.
Oh,
God, go on.
We're just like perineal tears. So.
Excuse me?
There it is. There it is.
So your pelvic floor is just muscles, basically. And
stop looking at me. Just make eye contact somewhere else.
I'm really sorry. Well, this
where
is
you
what
said your pelvic floor, I'm like, stop talking about my pelvic floor.
You're a strong
I don't look now. At anything, actually. If you
okay,
look to the floor,
I'll look into the ether. That's what I discussed. Yeah, it's just so you have to do quite a lot of like repairs of. Sorry, I can't stop looking at you. It totally won't happen to you. You'll be fine.
This isn't a consultation. But go
take
on.
This
just
twice a day.
Just for future reference. Go on.
So yeah, like it can, baby can tear like all the way through the muscle as it comes out, and then that needs stitching up. But
when you say all the way through, not like all the way up the back, like round again, so you're in two halves.
I'm talking more depth, so I could see all the way through to the bowel.
No,
oh my Jesus.
Come on.
But I've studied the anatomy textbooks. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes total sense. But I'd never actually seen it before. I was like, oh, okay. But it's all right. It's all repairable, so you don't need to be.
Is that beyond cervix? You could grab the bowel.
No, it's more to like the side of cervix. It's gone off a tangent.
It's to the left of cervix.
The,
right?
The head bone's connected to the cervix, though. Yeah, yeah. Tamal, you're sounding like you maybe didn't study for the job you do. You're like, it's
loads.
To the left.
Well, I'm at the head end now, so I like, don't
clearly
have to deal with it that often.
They're
anymore.
Like, he knows nothing. Get there.
Well, sometimes people ask me, they're like, oh, you know, can you tell me all about how long it'll take to heal? And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of here with the machine. It's going to be
sleep. Sorry.
Put some Savlon on it? Don't know.
Should put the radio on for you. Like that.
Drink lots of water. I feel like that's what some people say. Like yeah, that's a solution to everything.
So can you grab a cervix?
I mean, if you want anything, you know, and you just dream big, I'm sure you can do anything.
All right,
it's
Beyonce.
Never... I just want to inspire all the young people out there. No, it's never really seemed grabbable to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, to actually have a look at it, you need to use a speculum, which is sort of like a... It looks a bit like Donald Duck's beak. Like, it's a little...
Oh,
you
know, yes.
It goes
yes,
like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Like, you can't see it otherwise, so...
Oh, so you have to physically, like, move stuff
out
of the way to see it.
Like crowd control. Yeah.
Move. You're parting the badge, literally. Yeah. You're like Moses.
Speculum's like the bodyguard, and that parts the crowd.
Of the entourage. And then there it is. But, like, yeah, you need specialist apparatus.
You couldn't flash it, then?
No. I mean, probably there's a woman out there in the world who's been born with that special talent. But, like, the average human being couldn't flash their cervix.
Have you seen one in real life?
A cervix?
Yeah.
I've seen a cervix.
Oh, no. Show off.
Good for you.
Lucky.
All my friends yesterday, when you were doing, like, the ladies' anatomy bit, they were like, he's never seen a vagina except in work. I was like, just shut up.
I know. I heard them heckling that.
Yeah. At least in work. I mean, look at James. Can he just come to the ward one day? I suppose it's not like a kind of like a visitor's thing, is it?
We sell walk-in tools. Like.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone got a speculum?
Bring a gay to work day.
Bring a gay to work.
But either way, even if you could, you know, hypothetically grab it.
Sure.
It's not a pleasurable thing for a woman to have
definitely
it grabbed. Like,
really painful.
Yeah, exactly.
Women don't go, ooh, speculum. Off your pop. That's not a good thing.
It's meant to be really painful. So this was part of last night's dinner chat as well. Like, what's it like getting a coil? You should come out with me.
Right.
You will love it.
You're what a bad guest.
This is filthy in the podcast.
What is it like getting a coil?
So apparently...
James, you didn't even know what one was last week.
You don't even know where it goes.
That was my next question. What is a coil?
So it's not coil shaped.
It's not like a spring.
I used to think it was like a little mini
like a
bed spring, but it's not at all.
A bed spring.
But no, it's like a little like T shaped thing that goes up there.
And what's it do?
It's a contraceptive.
Yeah.
No, I know that, but how does it contracept?
So there's different types. One of them's like hormonal, So it kind of stops you having periods. And the other one is made of copper, which creates a hostile environment to sperm.
God, this is getting very technical.
I feel like we all should have had this chat with Tamar like before we went to secondary school. Like, this feels like the sex ed class we never had.
A hostile environment for sperm. That's your nickname, isn't it?
I think about it quite a lot. Like, if I was a girl, what contraception would I get? And I would.
You think about that a lot.
Yeah, quite a lot. Like, I
get a job or get a more demanding job. Oh, wait, you've got a really demanding job.
You just can't have. Like, I've often thought, like, what would be my birth plan if.
But I tell people this all the time. And they're like, that's kind of weird. It was like, no, it's not. Like, does no one else think of this?
I've never thought about that.
I want to know your birth plan now.
Sometimes I'm like elective C-section. Sometimes
you're so too posh to put.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. You just give off that vibe.
My sister says that to me. She's like, you could never have done labour. Leave me alone.
Or maybe you'd go kind of like a home birth.
That's what Hinder I think, yeah. In a big paddling pool, yeah.
Well, so I wouldn't go for a water birth because I saw one while I was a medical student. I thought, like, beforehand, oh, that sounds great, like, really relaxing, blah, blah, blah. But they don't change the water, so...
Between what? Births?
Oh, no, between births.
Oh, God, I was like, that's rancid.
I'm not going in that soup.
Yeah. Minestrone.
Oh, God. No one's going to listen to this episode.
I'm so sorry.
I've really lowered the tone.
We thought you were just like a wholesome guest for everyone to enjoy.
Like, what is it?
Cakes.
Minestrone.
Because it's not blue. Like, what Tamar's saying isn't like a bit of blue for the dads. What is it? It's like horrible. It
just makes people feel uncomfortable. That's what I was going for. so they change the water between births. Like, the NHS isn't that much trouble. But like, you're in there for a while in labour, and anything that emerges before the baby, it just stays in there. They don't change the water.
Don't they have a net?
So
it's a job for the dad.
My friend went to a maternity unit to have a look around, and they had like a metal sieve, and she sent us all a picture. And
that's so undermining, isn't it? Get the colander out.
My friend was like, "Why is there a sieve? Why is there a sieve?" And we'll think about it. Like, it's metal, easily sterilised. So yeah, I probably wouldn't go for the water birth.
Fair dues,
but like maybe the, like yoga hypnobirthing, I'd be up for that. And then I'd be like, give me the epidural.
Oh, he's such a yummy mummy.
Isn't he?
Baking.
Don't judge me. You don't know how I'm feeling.
My body's my own if I was a girl.
Let's talk nipples.
Yeah. Always.
Obviously, the Duchess's nipples were like the 3-inch rivets from the Titanic.
Yeah.
What's the biggest nipple you've seen?
So, I would say, nips-wise, I've never seen that big, but I've seen quite big areolas. Like sort of teacup sized.
Teacup.
As in like teacup sized.
Not like the one that Phoebe has on Friends, that latte cup. That's the size of her head.
And not the ones you can go spinning around on Disneyland.
No.
And just to clarify, because we sometimes get confused, that's not the garlic dip. That's the surrounding area of
the garlic dip.
Just thinking about.
I once called what's it called? The areola.
Areola, yeah.
I called it the aioli.
Which I think is a tasty thing you have with tapas.
Yeah. That's a dip.
But teacup is big, isn't it?
Yeah, teacup's pretty big.
And is it kind of like dependent on how big the breast is? You wouldn't have like a tiny breast with like a massive
teacup.
I think they're independently of each other. I think you can
So someone's breast could just be a teacup.
All areola. Yeah, in theory, probably.
Wow.
But yeah. We're all beautiful, so it's fine.
Of course, yeah.
Do some boys have massive nips?
Yeah. James. Yeah, duh.
Not defensive at all. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, a guy I knew once, okay?
I would suppose so. What's the biggest use?
What's this nipples top trump?
An 8. I've seen an 8. No. Well, there's this picture that circulates on Twitter, and I can't tell if it's real, but it's Nick Jonas in the sea. And I don't know if someone's photoshopped it, but he's got massive nips.
Can we see it?
Okay, I'll dig it out. I think it's been photoshopped because they are ridiculous.
It's quite an odd sort of character assassination.
Yeah. Who's thinking, I want to take him down. I'm headed to Photoshop in the nipple area.
Okay, it's definitely photoshopped, but...
You think?
I wouldn't say it's...
You've seen nipples that big?
I'm just saying, like, theoretically, they could be that big. But then he seems really proud of them. Not that he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But
that's photoshopped, isn't it? That's not real.
I think it doesn't matter either way, James.
Do you know what's weird? Yeah. You can't stop looking at them.
You're transfixed.
We'll post that on the Instagrams.
I love it. It's often circulated on Twitter, by you.
It's Same as a screensaver.
So on Monday, we found out that we're going to be flying to Texas to rekindle our romance with Sir Jim Sterling.
Oh, no way.
I know.
He's back.
Yeah, the vole.
The vole, yeah.
A creepy little vole. We say creepy little vole, but sometimes people do tweet us and say, don't be so harsh on the micro penis.
Which is
true. Yeah, there's quite a lot of body shaming there, you know.
Yeah, you're right. And it's not so much that, it's more that the language used around it, like that it nestles in a nest of pubic hair. That kind of like weird animalistic language is quite unusual. It's not so much the size, it's just...
It's just how it's described.
Yeah.
Hibernating for the winter.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's a long winter.
I just remember hearing that one, just thinking, where is this coming from? Like, is this some sort of, like, anti-American thing? Or, like, is it a political allegory? Or
It's definitely not anti-American, because actually in our book that's going to come out in October,
yeah,
plug, Dad does kind of little author notes in there and explains some of the rationale behind his writing.
Oh, okay.
And he talks about Jim Sterling.
Oh, really?
And why he was an American specifically.
Oh.
So you have to buy that book to find out.
I like that. I'm intrigued. I was involved in buying that. I was like, oh, brilliant, I'm going to buy that.
Take it really seriously.
James very much scan-read the book. Signed off.
Print. It's a very Rocky approach, actually.
That was one of the many points, listening to this. I was like, how is this meant to be erotic? Like,
yeah, that's the biggest question,
I think.
That's
what he struggles with the most, isn't it? He can, you know, sketch out characters. Not well, obviously, but, you know, there are characters there. And stuff happens again. Not a lot, but the erotica he really struggles with.
Which is the problem, given his choice of
genre.
Exactly.
Do you know what I've noticed, actually, should I say, what I've heard about tiny penises is massive balls. Massive balls.
Massive stones.
Yeah.
Massive stones. Was Jim described as having massive stones? I can't remember.
He's got huge thumbs. I don't know if there's a reason, like, physiologically why that would occur.
Thumbs
Has all the testosterone gone to the hands?
I don't know. Yeah, thumbs are often said to be the testicles of the hands. So.
No, they're not. Stop saying things. You're a doctor.
I'm believing
everything
he says.
Of the hands. I'm just going to have to rip up my graduation certificate.
Your parents are going to be very disappointed.
Oh, God, like...
Your mum's going to be confused because she knew you were coming to this, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I've been doing my best deflecting her. So what is this thing that you're recording? Oh, it's like online radio, you wouldn't understand it. It's like, don't speak to me like that. I was like, so is it like that? Because I recorded something for The Guardian. And she's like, is it like that thing that you recorded for The Guardian? I was like, no, definitely not like that.
And didn't she say, is it a science thing?
Yeah. She was like, is it a medical thing? And I was like,
technically.
Sort of.
It absolutely is.
I suppose I'm here in a medical context.
Yeah. You absolutely are, yeah.
Kind of.
The last job I'll ever have.
It's been so nice knowing you.
Yeah, thanks. All your future profits can go to, like, feeding me on the streets.
Yeah. Well, you'll just have to become part of the gang because there'll be nowhere else for you. There's another piece of the female anatomy that we haven't mentioned that Rocky really, really struggles with.
Which one?
The clit.
Oh, the famous clit.
He likes a combo. What's his favourite combo? Tit and clit. He also thinks that the clit can be talkative, doesn't he?
Talkative clit.
Yeah.
The location of the clit moves around. Mm. Like
his mobile clit.
Mobile clit.
I mean, that one's not possible.
He describes it as a nub.
A nub, yeah.
Yeah. I've ever struggled with the clit, Tamar. Not a sentence I ever thought I'd say to anyone.
Oh, God. So once, when I was a medical student, I had to put in a catheter. It's like a little tube that goes up into the bladder to drain the bladder. And then...
Oh, God.
Bladder chat already. Yeah.
Where's this going?
So I was like, it was like towards the beginning of med school, and I was trying for a while, and I couldn't do it. So I like called over to the surgical reg. I was like, yeah, it's not working. I think there's something wrong with this catheter. And he came over to have a look. And I was
hang
like,
on, just sorry. Is this on a real person?
Yeah. It was. They were asleep, so they're having an operation.
Doesn't make it okay.
Oh, my God. They were dead, so it was fine.
They'd consented to this. They knew I was going to be...
Why would anyone allow someone just like fiddle around down there?
No,
like...
they're asleep. They need it for their operation. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, there's something wrong with this catheter. It's just not working. So he came over and had a look, and I was like, yeah, you're trying to put it in the clitoris. I was young, and it was a confusing bit of anatomy.
You tried to put a catheter in a clit?
Well, like, obviously you don't get very far because it's not something you can put...
For good reason.
How long were you poking at it before you gave up?
A couple of times, and then, you know, you've got
and
to
then she woke
help.
Up from the general anaesthetic and was like, what are you playing at?
But I've read, like, apparently it's quite a common thing with medical students, because I've read, like, there's a few junior doctors' books, and it's quite a common anecdote that people have had.
Yeah. If I've heard that story once, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Well, Tamal, thank you so much for swinging by and educating us all a little bit more about the female anatomy. I will definitely pass it on to Rocky.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
Thanks, Dr. Tamal.
We're learning and having fun.
That's the best part.
We're going to be sick.
I feel like we definitely need Tamal on speed dial, though, for any future queries.
Definitely.
Do you have like a hotline, like a bat phone?
I mean, I've got a phone.
So. That'll do. You're like, which I will not give you the number for.
Consider yourself stalked.